You've only got another day to pick up your Halloween candy. A perennial favorite is Kit Kat bars, those chocolate-covered wafers. They're popular here in the U.S., but candy consumers in Japan love them so much that Nestle Japan has come out with 200 flavors of Kit Kats. Akiko Fujita has the story.
A trip to a Japanese convenience store can be overwhelming. There's a drinks corner stocked with 30 different types of coffee drinks. Winter barbecue and tomato and garlic-flavored Pringles line the snack aisle. Then there's the chocolate section, specifically the Kit Kat section. 14-year-old Misaki Okino tells me she's always looking to try a new Kit Kat flavor out of curiosity. And there's no shortage of them. There's the salty caramel Kit Kat, the green tea Kit Kat, the ginger ale flavored Kit Kat, and the Tokyo limited edition soy sauce Kit Kat. Sachiko Fukasu doesn't bat an eye when I tell her about Nestle's latest creation, the Vegetables Galore Kit Kat. She says it's probably a good choice for vegetarians. Nestle Japan says it's released 200 Kit Kat flavors in the past decade. The company credits its success in Japan to a marketing campaign it launched 5 years ago. The ad targeted high school students. It played on the similarities between the words Kit Kat and the Japanese words Kittokatsu, which means you will surely win. Students started using them as good luck charms and sales soared. This ad release last year shows a high school student as she gets ready to take an entrance exam. She's clutching a Kit Kat she personally decorated with rhinestones. Nestle claims its marketing campaign has worked so well, a quarter of Japanese high school students now bring Kit Kats with them to exams. But advertising expert Mike Fiorella says Nestle's marketing strategy isn't exactly unique here.
The Japanese retailers are fighting tooth and nail with so many other retailers surrounding them. There's this incentive to constantly introduce new products on their store shelves.
Fiorella says companies want to keep spending habits up by introducing unusual flavors and giving consumers reasons to buy. Many of the snacks only sell for a limited time or in specific regions. That caters to Japan's omiyage, or gift-giving culture, where consumers are expected to bring back something unique for friends and colleagues when they travel. For example, the cherry blossom-flavored Kit Kat is only sold in the spring. The potato Kit Kat was only sold in the country's northern Hokkaido region, an area known for spuds. A Nestle spokesman says the limited edition flavor stay on store shelves for an average of 2 months before they're replaced with new ones. Fiorella says the marketing cycle in Japan is unlike anything in the U.S.
If you go to a United States supermarket now, the array of product on the shelves does not differ that significantly, okay, in terms of major brands, to what it was when I left the United States in 1987. In Japan, it's changed over dozens and dozens and dozens of times.
Nestle is looking to build on its success, and it's constantly monitoring convenience store sales to tap into the needs and desires of consumers. Last year, it introduced Kit Kat Mail, a chocolate bar packaged in a box that comes with a mailing label, so consumers can buy it, write an address, and mail it to a friend in need of a good luck charm. For The World, I'm Akiko Fujita in Tokyo.